Everybody, welcome back to another episode. I really should just pre-record these.
Hey, everybody.
Intros.
Welcome back to the Intoxicated Podcast.
This is Podmas Day...
Yes.
14? Yeah.
Sure.
It is Tea Time Tuesday, where we talk about celebrity gossip.
Favorite day of the week.
Sarah loves this day. I hate it because I'm never in the know, and I have no idea what's going on.
Now you know.
Now we know. Sarah, can you take it away in terms of... Actually, well, I have it written down here. So there's something with...
Wait.
Spotify and Adele's album.
I got
album.
It. Yeah, Spotify is going to take the shuffle option off of Adele's new album because Adele wants her fans to listen to the albums all in, or the tracks of her album all in order, which I think is a power move.
I have many thoughts on this because I think her idea is right. I do think albums should be consumed in the order. When you're initially listening to them, I think that's like with Taylor Swift albums. I always listen in the order. I didn't so much do that with Red, Taylor's version, but I appreciate that, but I also think like that's kind of annoying too.
if someone just
if you just want to listen to an individual song, you still can do that, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
so
you can
just
still listen to the songs individually.
So it's just if you went in and hit play on her album.
Yeah, exactly.
Shuffle wouldn't be an option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is great. Like I can see that from the artist's perspective, being like, there's a reason why she wants you to listen to the tracks in order, I think.
She's telling a story.
Yeah, exactly. That's all music is telling a story. So I get that. And I think that's great that she does that. She requested that.
I'm just like seeing if this. It is. Let me just see. Is it letting me shuffle? It's letting me shuffle as of now. So who knows?
I guess they're going to be taking it off.
If this feature, and it might be only maybe available to U.S. people. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But
either way, I think that's kind of a cool thing.
Did she come out saying if she had a reason why?
No.
Really?
Not that I could find anyways.
It just seems like, I mean, as an artist, you probably want people consuming as much of your music as possible to get those numbers.
Yeah.
I also feel like not everyone will want to listen to it that way, and that might limit.
Well, limits too bad.
You know, like I don't know.
Too bad.
Is it in your mind like a good power move?
I think it's a good power move. Yeah.
Yeah. Spotify's play button stopped shuffling apparently because Adele said so. This is from The Verge. According to a report by BBC, previously when viewing an album on Spotify, you see a small shuffle icon within the larger play button. This indicated that Spotify would begin playing the album's songs in a random order, which isn't always what users would expect or want it to do. I think a lot of people like shuffle. I like shuffle.
I love shuffle.
Yeah. Now when you hit play in album view, songs will play in order. That is, as long as you have premium subscription.
Okay.
You can still enable shuffle mode by toggling shuffle icon when viewing an individual track. Oh, she came out with a tweet. So it says, "This was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry. We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story." Ooh, I called it. "And our story should be listened to as we intended. Thank you, Spotify, for listening." Okay.
Yay.
I wonder if more artists will follow suit on that.
We'll see.
Like, maybe it'll be a trend.
Yeah. Look at Adele, the trendsetter.
I always listen to music on shuffle. That's my favorite. And I will like furiously keep hitting forward until I find a song I like.
I don't, if it's an artist that I like, then come with a new album, I'll listen to it from beginning to end because I want to hear all the tracks.
Yeah.
But then I'll listen to it again because I'm like, I don't really like this. And then I'll listen to it for a third time, then I'll put it on shuffle, you know?
Right. Yeah. Cool. So I like that. I think that's neat. What is next?
We can talk about how Anne Hathaway and James Franco didn't like each other when they hosted the Oscars together back in 2011.
I feel like Anne Hathaway is a triggering person for a lot of people.
Yeah. I think James Franco is a triggering person.
Is
people
he?
Person?
Oh, yeah. I loved him for a bit.
I like him too. It's just he's very problematic.
What's he done?
Apparently, he's sexually assaulted.
Oh, that's right. That thing came out about, and I think it was a co-star on his show, I believe. That who was it? It was Freaks and Geeks. It was Busy Phillips. She came out saying that she had a bad experience with
him. Hot take.
And it was in her book or something.
I do not like Busy Phillips.
You don't? I like her. What do you not like about her?
Just everything. I don't like her acting. I don't like her personality. I don't like her face.
Oh,
I shouldn't say that. I don't like her face, but yeah.
That's wild. Let me see if there's any.
Don't like her, but
the story behind the James Franco Anne Hathaway Oscars debacle. Oh, this is an old article, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. How? So what's. Why
it's
is
weird
it,
because like when I was on the Perez Hilton thing today, like that was a trending thing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let me just
see. And they were saying that like some tea has sparked from it. Mm. But then, like, I couldn't figure out what that was. And I was like, this seems like old news.
Behind the worst Oscars ever. Yeah, it is considered the worst Oscars ever. Let me see here. What can we spill? So the James Franco and Anne Hathaway Oscars is largely considered to be the worst Oscar ceremony of all time. And 10 years later, folks are spilling the tea on how much worse it was behind the scenes.
Oh.
So this was the 83rd annual Academy Awards in 2011. James Franco, Anne Hathaway. Let's see. Usually they get a comedian or a talk show host for the gig. So this was kind of their first time. Was it the first time doing actors?
I guess, yeah.
See here. As Oscar writer David Wilde puts it, it was like the world's most uncomfortable blind date between the cool rock star stoner kid and the adorable theater camp cheerleader.
James Franco was an adorable cheerleader camp, huh?
Why were they paired? Were they in a movie together or something?
I don't think so.
Okay. They were just a random pairing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oscar vet Bruce Vilanch laid out the basics, saying a host's primary job is to make the audience feel comfortable and the audience at home feel welcome at the party. And these two trying to work together only made everyone way more uncomfortable. Once the audience felt the host's discomfort, they got really quiet. Oh, shit. Let's see here. So the whole idea behind the two stars was to inject some youth into the show. For that same reason, the show brought in fresh writers. Okay, we don't... Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. I'm just trying to find more testimonials here.
It's basically overall, it was just uncomfortable to see them.
Yeah. a lot of stuff made it into the show. A lot of stuff that made it into the show was written a few days beforehand. We wrote all these jokes, but I don't think we ever landed on a tone or cohesive feeling of what the show should be. These were the writers saying that. Oh. Anne made herself readily available. I went to her house and worked on the script, and she was on a bunch of conference calls and responding to emails, which was and was a great collaborator. James, on the other hand, was busy taking a gazillion classes at both Yale and NYU, while at the same time somehow teaching in L.A.? It's L.A.?
What's he doing there?
L.A.? It's weird. They wrote it like L.A. Like, they wrote it out. And shooting movies. He always seemed to be on a flight, and it was very hard for me to get a hold of him. That was a big red flag. So it's probably clear that, like, she was probably pulling more of the weight, maybe a bit.
Oh, yeah. He was kind of fucking off a little bit.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Well, then.
I mean, it passes in the past.
Why bring it? I don't understand what was robbed now. I thought there'd be more hot tea on that, but.
Right? Yeah,
that's fun.
I want to get to, like, where they didn't like each other. But yeah, I don't want to. It's a long article. But yeah. No, that's interesting. I mean, that's going to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
And
it's so interesting though to see people host a big event like that and like notice the uncomfortability up there. You know what I mean? Because you think that like something so big would be a little bit more professional, I guess, and a little bit more like fun and light and fluffy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
It's kind of like seeing, it's kind of like seeing your favorite stand-up comedian, expecting them to be like really fun and enjoy what they do, and they just like end up not enjoying what they do.
I just feel like any type of performance is so hard to do, and like it's an insane thing to do that like I feel like it's just like impossible to be perfect every time.
Yeah.
And so even if you like hold someone very high up, like you're gonna catch them on bad, you might catch them on bad
days. Shouldn't be held against anybody.
It really shouldn't. It really shouldn't. And if you're consistently doing bad, you know, that's different.
That's different.
But it's just such a hard thing to do. And especially with the Academy Awards, it's like, yeah, this was the first time that they did this. I don't understand the logic behind pairing them together. They're maybe both like really popular at the time, and that's maybe why.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they should have picked two people who had chemistry already. Like Amy Poehler and what's her name?
Oh, Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, yeah. Like yeah, they naturally have chemistry. You gotta, if you're doing two hosts, like pick two that have already worked together.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. Oh. The other piece of hot of the tea, yeah, is Megan Thee Stallion is now a graduate from health and administration.
That's wild. So has she been like just like taking classes this whole time?
Yeah. She must have been. Which is so interesting to me because she's so like,
you just wouldn't
hearing her
it.
Music, you wouldn't think that she would be into taking classes for health and administration, you know? And it makes you wonder, like, what she wants to do with that degree and, like...
Yeah, it's like when Kim went to law school.
Yeah, exactly. Did she get out?
I think she did.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But I think we very much so, as society, are constantly making judgments on people based on their appearance.
Yeah.
And especially women who are more sexually empowered. They can't be smart. They're not allowed to be smart. And I think it's dumb and stupid. I fucking love it when something like this comes out because I go, see, this is why people are interesting.
Yep.
Because she has this whole degree and this whole like other interest.
She has this whole other life, basically.
That, like, we had no idea about.
Yeah.
And takes smarts, you know, to do.
I love that for her, though. I love that she's pursuing something that's not music.
So
like,
wild.
Even if she still does music and maybe has this, like, a backup plan or, like, a whatever.
Yeah.
It's nice to have.
She's 26, majored
in. She's 26?
Yeah.
Oh.
Majored in health administration. Maybe she just wants to
pursue another career.
Well, maybe health admin. Maybe she just wants to help people with their wet ass pussies.
Oh, maybe. You know, that would make sense.
Oh, it would be like, okay, healthcare management or hospital management. Administration of public health systems, healthcare systems, hospitals, hospital networks. Okay, so it's like, it's very admin based. Like, I don't know how much actual medical knowledge she would have. It's probably
more.
You have
to have admin. At least some.
Probably have some. Let's see. She posted pictures on Twitter. Hot girl graduation is the hashtag, of course.
Of course.
That is so cool.
Love that for her, though.
I really do like that for her.
I just have so much respect for her as an artist and stuff like that. Just, yeah.
I honestly, I'll be honest, don't know much other than the wet ass pussy.
She also has a song that goes "Baddy yaddy 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 yaddy."
That's the thing. I probably know more songs than I think I do, based from probably TikTok.
Yeah, body crazy curvy wavy big titties little waist or something.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
That's her. Oh
my gosh. Okay, so that was a quick one.
Some quick tea coming at you.
Quick tea. But yeah, guys, that's another episode in the belt.
In the belt?
No.
On the belt.
That doesn't make
sense. Under the belt. It's under.
Under the belt.
She's under.
That makes far more sense. Yeah, so we'll talk to you tomorrow for Wildcard Wednesday. Thanks so much for tuning in.
See you then.